Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Graduate Network Blog Talk Radio Show. The Graduate Network uniquely connects purpose-driven entrepreneurs and solopreneurs to inspire, educate, and support mutual growth and continued success. The Graduate Network is a journey of hope, positive influence, empowerment, well-being, and results. My name is Lee Wallace, and I co-host this show with my colleague, Sharon Cameron. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Lee. Good evening.
Thank you.
Tonight
to you.
Thank you. Okay. Tonight we're...
The Graduate Network is very much a pay-it-forward organization, and one of the ways we do this is by sharing the expertise of our members. We're very pleased to welcome two of our members tonight. The first is Natalie Blay, who is in Calgary, and she is also the chapter coordinator for Calgary. And then Penny Lee Prevost, who is our chapter coordinator in Ottawa. So we have a double-barreled show, and we are going to start with Natalie. Sharon, why don't you get going?
Okay. I'm really keen to find out from you, Natalie, what it is that you do.
Well, I am a parenting strategist and a family architect. I help moms and dads create happy, healthy, peaceful homes so they can fall back in love with their kids.
And where did your entrepreneur journey begin?
I have always been an entrepreneur. I was the kid in school who always had the crazy ideas and was rallying my friends to join me on some crazy adventure at any given time. When I became a parent myself, the idea of having to go back to work at a full-time 9-to-5 job was more than I could bear. I wanted to be able to design my own schedule and be able to stay home with my newborn daughter and really be the parent that I wanted to be. And so I started actually in home-based business, direct sales, and that gave me a really strong foundation to grow from there and look for more opportunities.
Natalie, I wanted to ask you a question about your advice for entrepreneur moms in particular, but before that, I'd like to go back to what you said right at the beginning. And you said that you want parents to help parents so that they can fall back in love with their kids. Do you want to tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. You know, as parents, we don't realize how much stress goes into parenting. We see these Hollywood movies where everything is perfect and these angelic babies, and they go to sleep nicely and they eat what we put in front of them. And the reality is that our kids are individuals as well, and they are developing and creating their own personalities. And sometimes our kids are this massive reflection of who we are, and that can drive parents crazy, because if we're strong-willed, our children are strong-willed. If we are hard negotiators, you better believe our kids are going to be hard negotiators. And I hear from a lot of moms, this is not what I thought parenting would be. And no one can tell you how stressful it's going to be, how soul-searching it's going to be, until you're actually in it, because every situation is different. And I truly believe that no parent gets up on a Monday morning and goes into the bathroom to brush their teeth and looks at themselves in the mirror and says, oh, I hope I get to yell at my kids today. Nobody starts out their parenting journey that way. So it really is giving yourself permission to be that parent. Parent by instinct. Parent the way that you want to parent, and figure out what works for your family.
Who then are your ideal clients?
My ideal clients are entrepreneur moms who are building a business and they feel like they're alone. They feel like they're doing it by themselves, because you really have to have nerves of steel to be an entrepreneur. And then you throw in that mix being a parent, being a partner, trying to balance perhaps working your way out of a traditional job so that you can pursue your dream. These entrepreneur moms typically have two kids. They're still young. They're in school. They are running around to activities. They're trying to balance time with their friends and time focused on their business. Perhaps a little bit of that attention is also going to that traditional job. And when I first started, I was tucking the building of my business into the corners of my day. I would come home from work and we would do homework and get dinner started. And then I would have half an hour to sort of answer emails or work on my program. And then it was bedtime, bath time, all of that. And then get the kids tucked in, read the stories, sing the songs, and then tucking that in there. So it's these moms who are building a business and they so deeply believe in what they're doing and what they're building, but they need that support. They need someone to come alongside them and show them that they're not on that journey alone.
Now, that probably sounds very familiar to a lot of our listeners. I want to ask you the kind of advice you give to people, but also what kind of benefit they get from working with you. So it's a double question on this.
So a lot of times you talk to parents or you talk to entrepreneurs and you say, okay, what's your big dream? What's the big picture? And we say these really vague things like, well, I want to be happy or I want to make more money. And the reality is that we need to get crystal clear about what that destination is. When you know exactly where you want to be, it is so much easier to create that roadmap. And the truth is, on that journey, you're going to have detours and closed roads and people telling you that you're wasting your time or you're crazy. But when you know what that destination is, it is that much easier to get there. And so entrepreneur moms that work with me, not only do they get very clear and very focused on what they're creating for their family, they create a strategy to make sure that at the end of the day, they don't look in the mirror and have that massive mom guilt or that parent guilt that we all seem to suffer from. We feel like we're pulling our focus from our family when we are working on our business. The reality is that when we balance that time, we can get to the end of that journey a heck of a lot quicker.
So bearing in mind the experiences that you've had yourself and with the entrepreneur moms you've been helping in creating the big dream and clear focus, what's your big dream for the Graduate Network, and what path do you see following to create that dream?
My big vision for the Graduate Network is to really create this phenomenal mastermind. We are so bombarded with networking opportunities where everybody is standing around with a fistful of business cards to hand out. And what I see is so vastly different in the Graduate Network is that we are entrepreneurs on the journey that truly want to take that journey with other entrepreneurs. We feel like we're on this path all by ourselves all of the time. And when you're struggling with creating your website or all of those things, you feel like you're the only person that is facing this challenge. And the amazing relationships that come out of the Graduate Network are people who say, oh my gosh, I totally went through that 6 months ago last year, and here's a shortcut. Here's some support. Let me connect you with someone who can help you. It is so much more about the success of the journey rather than who can help, you know, who can I get to? Who can I draw in? It's a much bigger circle.
Great. Thank you very much. And obviously you're passionate about the whole thing. What is it that you want to create in Calgary specifically, since you're the chapter coordinator there?
Calgary very much needs a mastermind setting for entrepreneurs who have a heart and a passion for other entrepreneurs. Calgary is an oil city, and it's not a very kind industry. And what I'm experiencing is entrepreneurs who say, I want to partner with someone. Here's what I'm really great at, and I want to share that information, and this is where I'm struggling. And I, as an entrepreneur, for so long was looking for a mastermind, like-minded business owners and like-minded entrepreneurs who believed in that spirit of giving back and giving out as much as you get back. And when I spoke with Melanie about the Graduate Network, it was literally like a prayer being answered. And the core group that is here is such a phenomenal group of entrepreneurs that I'm kind of sad we only meet once a month. I would, you know, I'm looking forward to creating that momentum that we can really create that dynamic relationship that I know everybody's looking for.
Great. Can you give us some examples how the Graduate has helped and supported you as an entrepreneur and as a person?
You know, I no longer feel like I'm sort of building this journey on my own. I know that I can either pop into the Facebook group or I can call or message any one of the members of the Calgary group and say, you know, I'm having a really bad day. Can you tell me something you like about me? Or I'm really struggling with this program or this customer relationship management software. Do you know anyone? And I get those responses back very quickly, and they say, oh, yes, I know someone. Or let me get you in touch with this person. I bet you they can help you out. It is amazing the speed with which we are so willing to jump in and help each other.
One of the things I want to do is ask you at the end, both you and Penny Lee, about the takeaways you want to have for the audience or put out there, and I'll leave them to the end so that they're the last thing that people hear. But I want to start in with Penny Lee. So Penny Lee, why did you decide to join the network in the first place? You've been in it right from the beginning.
I have been in this right from the beginning, and to be very honest, originally it was because I had been in the direct sales industry like Natalie and had had an opportunity to really get a sense of business through that. And I realized that being in the direct sales world, there is a support system and there are people that are doing the same thing you're doing that you can turn to and say, hey, what's working for you? But being an entrepreneur, there isn't anything like that. And so when I reconnected with Melanie, I fell in love with the whole idea of being able to work with those like-minded people who were all pay-it-forward type people, positive individuals that had a dream, a purpose that they were working towards, and just being able to be surrounded by people like that. I wanted to give that to other entrepreneurs and to lead the way for our next generation, because I honestly believe that, you know, like Natalie said, she was the young person that had crazy ideas that she corralled people to jump on board with her. Well, I think that there are lots of great ideas from young entrepreneurs. They just don't know how to execute them. And so giving them an opportunity to be surrounded by seasoned or experienced entrepreneurs that can help them to create that strategy to get their idea out there, it's just so exciting to me.
Can you give us a clearer picture, Penny Lee, about what it is you do with the group here in Ottawa?
Basically, what I tell people as I gather and lead a dynamic group of individuals, entrepreneurs that use the Graduate Network's tools and strategies for personal and professional results. And it's really about both, not just in business, but strategies you can also apply to your personal life. And much like Natalie mentioned, having the balance. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs end up, they don't have the balance. Either they are really focused on their business and they're going after new clients and they're spending a lot of time on that, and they don't necessarily have the time with their family that they would really enjoy. So giving entrepreneurs an opportunity to have that balance is really what we can do at the Graduate Network with our tools and strategies that we can put in place.
Right. I know one of the important things for you in terms of your role here is the development of chapter coordinators. Could you tell us a bit about how you see the role of a coordinator? What is involved with that?
Yeah, well, as a chapter coordinator, it's really a matter of being keen on finding those right individuals that fit synergistically with the rest of the group, because this is what I say to people is it's not an open invitation to just anybody. We are very selective in the individuals that we invite to be part of the chapter, and I believe that the chapter coordinators that are going to be opening other cities are very much like Natalie and I. We're visionaries, we're go-getters, we want to help other people, we want to connect with people who want to help one another. So I really think that over time we're going to have a really amazing business network across North America.
Mm.
That leads right into the... Right, and just wanted to take that the next step. And what then is your vision for growing the network throughout North America?
Well, the idea is to obviously have each chapter grow within the chapter, develop the tools and the skills that the entrepreneurs are looking for. So it's really a matter of working with the individuals that are part of the chapter and creating it around that, giving them the opportunity to be featured, highlighted, much like what we're doing with the Blog Talk Radio, featuring our entrepreneurs and giving them tools that they can use to help to market themselves, having an opportunity to increase each chapter to 100 individuals that are part of the chapter, and then the goal is to open other chapters across North America through a referral system, obviously, because we attract like-minded people, right? So we're going to be able to attract other like-minded people in other cities who will then continue to grow that spider web or that network of just positive, pay-it-forward, awesome people.
Who would you say or how would you describe an ideal candidate? For example, if someone's looking to refer a possible new member, or maybe
mm-hmm.
someone who's listening to this interview might be interested in the Graduate Network, how would you describe the ideal candidate?
Yeah, and that's a really good question, because the Graduate Network is not for everyone. Our members have actually created a list of adjectives that describe our graduates. And people can find that list of adjectives on our Facebook page. But in a nutshell, when I interview potential candidates, I'm looking for positive-minded individuals that already practice the skill of reframing. They are pay-it-forward or giving individuals, like Natalie mentioned earlier. It's about giving, knowing that the more you give, that you will be rewarded from other sources, and who want for each other's success as well as for themselves. And I like to say, you know, that they are purpose-driven or they're pursuing their dreams by breaking it down into manageable goals. And I tend to practice or preach about the four C's of success. And to me, I think a graduate is somebody who's committed to an idea, and they clearly communicate their message to the right community of people that support one another through collaborations. So that's what I look for in potential candidates.
For you individually, then, Natalie's already talked a bit about how the Graduate Network has been important to her and her business. What about you? What have you gotten from the Graduate Network?
Well, you know, Lee, one of the big things for me, I mentioned earlier that as an entrepreneur, a lot of times you sacrifice family time, and it's challenging to balance everything. And for me, I've found that this mastermind, or what I call my board of directors, and one of our members calls the tribe, their tribe. For myself, I've grown personally as a person, and I've improved my business skills, which have definitely impacted both my personal and my professional skills. And I've seen this actually as a result in my children. My children are taking on some of the strategies that I've practiced, and it's helped me in many different areas. I've applied some of the strategies to my physical well-being, my emotional well-being, building relationships with my siblings and my parents and my children and my husband. It's really impacted me in a variety of different ways, not just in business, but in all areas of my life, realistically. So I love the fact that I can turn to my members and know that I can trust in their advice and ideas and suggestions, and that's given me an opportunity to grow on my journey as a chapter coordinator, because one of the big things was I had to step into that role, and I've just been so blessed with the people who've continued to encourage me.
Great.
In terms of success then for graduate members, how is it recognized in the network?
Pardon me?
In terms of success achievements of members in the network, how is it recognized?
Well, when we're at our meetings, obviously we are recognizing each other's successes through our 80-20 evaluation, and our boards are recognizing one another's successes within the chapter as well. We have an annual success rally that we recognize our individuals who have had outstanding results based on their objectives that they set at the beginning of the year, and that's where we're able to recognize them. And in time, we're also going to have an opportunity to write people's success stories in a book that we're going to publish that will help us with raising funds for causes in our community.
Could you just explain a little bit about the community projects? Because I know they're an important aspect of the network.
Yeah, they are. And that's one of the big parts of the Pay It Forward concept and idea, is that we do make a difference in the community by coming together as a group of entrepreneurs. Often, you know, entrepreneurs are called on to donate money or time or what have you, and they may not have the time or the funds to be able to support causes that they would like to. So this way, as a group of people working together, we can make a big difference. So with us here in Ottawa, we've had the opportunity to participate in a challenge called Exile Island with the Graduate Network, and it supports the Children's Wish Foundation. And so we've put a graduate team in for the past couple of years, and we've had, you know, phenomenal results with that. We've also done many different smaller projects like clothing drives, and we've done different things that food bank and different things that have impacted our community directly as a result of the combined efforts of the members of the Graduate Network.
Excellent. I want to ask both of you if there's something that you haven't had a chance to say yet and would really like to get across to the listeners before we get to the end of the show. Natalie, we'll start with you.
The reality is that we can't grow if people aren't inviting people in. And we all know entrepreneurs, we all know people that we think would be an amazing addition to this group, and we don't stop and ask them. And we need to start bringing people into this circle, because the more people you help be successful, the greater your circle of influence is going to be. And it's a team effort. This graduate network is not, you know, one person sort of pushing it along. It really is a mastermind group of people who deeply believe in what we're trying to achieve.
Yes, and I would have to agree with that.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think one of the things I've found in Ottawa is that sometimes the members aren't sure who would qualify, and it's not a matter of judging or determining if they would qualify. It's a matter of knowing that, you know what, I really like this person and the way this person works, and I think I'd like to invite them to come and check us out. And there's no cost for somebody to be invited to the Graduate Network meeting for them to have an experience. Because, Natalie, I think you'd probably agree with me that you really need to experience it to understand what a chapter meeting consists of or what it's like, right?
Definitely, yep.
So it's not like any of the other business networks that are out there. And often I think, you know, people, chapter members are hesitant because they're not sure if that person would fit. Well, I believe that everybody deserves an opportunity to check it out and then decide after they experience it if they are prepared to make a commitment to themselves and to the group, or if, you know, they might know other people who would be interested in making that commitment. Sometimes it's not for them, and that's okay, but at least then it's one more person that has had the experience and can tell other people about the opportunity to be part of this mastermind.
I have to watch the time here so we don't get cut off in the middle of it. So I want to make sure that both of you get a chance to give our listeners a particularly strong point you want them to remember at the end. But also, please let people know how to contact you if they want to do that. So, Natalie?
The thing that I want people to take away is you are not on this journey alone. And when you call in support and you create that mastermind and that network around you, you will be so much more successful faster. So ask for the support and reach out to those people, that mastermind. And if people want to talk to me, they can email me, Natalie@apassionateparent.com. And my website is apassionateparent.com. And I really look forward to connecting with entrepreneur moms and helping them create that amazing journey.
Great. Thank you. Penny Lee.
Yeah. It's one thing to be part of a mastermind, but it is totally another to be part of a movement that impacts our future ongoing in a positive way. And I say that because we are a mastermind, but the young people, they're watching us. And if they have, like Natalie said, some crazy idea that they would like to implement, I want them to know that they can be part of the Graduate Network, and that'll help them to move their idea forward and create a business around that. And one of the benefits of being part of the Graduate Network is that we are a pay-it-forward-minded organization. So we actually offer our members the opportunity to invite other individuals that they'd like to work with to be part of our network. And in return, we reward them with a referral thank you gift credit at our annual success rally. So it's really a win-win for everyone. And for people to connect with me directly, they can email me at graduateottawa@gmail.com, and that's spelled GRADUIT, Ottawa, OTTAWA, @gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I want to wrap it up then and say thank you to all three of you, to Natalie, to Penny Lee, and to Sharon. And thanks to our listeners for coming in and listening to the show. Watch for the next one.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.